Well, it looks like you're the one who needs to be taught a lesson, pal. Class is paying 101. Your instructor's Casey Jones.
Look, I don't want to fight you.
Well, tough rocks, pal.
A Jose Canseco bat? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
Ooh, that's it.
Just do one sale, pal.
Hey, what are you, some sort of punker?
Huh?
God, I hate punkers. Especially bald ones with green makeup. Wear masks over ugly faces.
That's it. Ooh. No better!
Strike one! Whoa, whiffer!
Home run! Raphael wins! 1-0!
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club.
Meanwhile, at the Beards of Justice, what's going on? Welcome back, everybody. This is the Bearded Brothers Movie Club. This is a podcast where we talk about movies from our childhood, usually the 80s or 90s. We don't actually review them, so don't look for that. We just kind of talk about them. We tell you everything about the movie, plot, things that happen in it. You know, we spoil everything. So if you're worried about spoilers, don't fucking come here. I'm your host, Ricky Piven, and I'm here with my co-host, as always,
Shane Reich.
How's it going, Shane?
It's going well. Good. Totally tubular, one Good. Might say.
You know what's not going well? Fucking snowstorm outside. It's a fucking blizzard.
But the perfect thing to do on a snowy day
is to watch some fucking movies. So Shane, for all the beards, non-beards, and lady beards out there, what movie we watch?
This week we watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990.
Nice.
The original Jim Henson Workshop.
The fucking giant green turtle puppet things.
Would they be Muppets? Because are they Muppet turtles?
Their mouths look like Muppets, but like their suits. But then again, like Sesame Street had fucking Big Bird and shit. Those were suits. I mean, they were puppets. It's fucking weird.
But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was a huge deal when we were growing up.
Oh yeah.
You know, we were like 6 years old when this movie came out. So.
Right. Yeah, we grew up with the cartoon is what we grew up with. Like, I don't remember. Like, when you can remember, like, things that you saw in theaters and, like, movies that you saw when you were a kid, you remember, like, I remember the first time I saw Batman. I remember the first time I saw Terminator and shit like that. I don't remember the first time I saw this movie. Yeah. I remember the cartoon. Yeah. That's what I remember. I don't remember. I don't think I watched the first movie, honestly, until after the second movie came out. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, you know, well, the second one was geared more towards children, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is essentially a kid's movie, but it's got darker undertones than the second one. The second one, like, toned it
way back. The second
one
is right like the cartoon.
Yeah, made it just like the cartoon, exactly.
And I'm pretty sure, I think I saw the second one in theaters, and I think that's why I remember that one more.
Yeah, I saw that one in
the
theaters.
Yeah, the first one, I don't think I saw in theaters. Yeah, like you said, it came out in 90, so yeah, we were six. I'm pretty sure I wasn't going to the theater yet.
Yeah, right.
My son's six, and he doesn't go to the theater.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was dark. It was a lot darker than the cartoon. It was darker than the other movies. I mean, granted, it still had its moments. It was still like, still has its, you know, its little funny spots and its, you know, cowabunga and shit like that.
Oh yeah, totally. Bossa Nova.
Yeah, it's fucking, I don't understand that. The whole movie, they're just like looking at each other, trying to like coin a catchphrase. Like, they're like, wicked, tubular.
Oh, you know, like, there was like that whole surf culture thing. They were trying to like,
in New York,
say all those things. Yeah, but they lived in the sewers. They didn't know. They just had TV. Like, you know, they grew up watching TV. They were always quoting pop culture stuff throughout the whole.
Yeah, you dirty rat.
Yeah, you know? Giving a Rocky monologue and everything. Like.
Right. So what's this movie about?
It's about a group of mutated turtle warriors who must emerge from the shadows to protect New York City from an uprising criminal gang of ninjas, the Foot Clan, led by Rokusaki, who we always knew as
the Shredder.
The Shredder.
Yeah.
See, if I ever turn into a villain, I hope that I'm a badass enough villain that people don't just call me villain. They call me the. Like, yeah. I want to get the in my villain name.
Because in the cartoon, I'm pretty sure it's just Shredder.
Yeah, I don't remember them calling him Shredder too much in the cartoon.
In the movies, he's got the there, and it's got more fucking power to it, just like the Batman.
Right.
And he's not a villain, but he's got the gives it more oomph.
Yeah.
Like, it makes it more fucking powerful.
It's powerful. There's power in the.
Yeah. You need a the.
And the cartoon, however, was amazing.
Oh, yeah. The cartoon rocked.
And there were so many good things in the cartoon that they could have taken and made movies out of. So many characters that you never saw again since the cartoons.
Right. I'm guessing they based the first movie a lot on the comic books. And the comic books were a lot more serious. Like, people actually died. The fucking turtles killed people in those comics. And I think they based it on that, but then they grabbed some of the cartoon stuff. Because in the comics, they all had red bandanas.
Well, the comics, originally, it was all black and white.
It was black and white, yeah.
The covers, they had red bandanas, yeah.
They had red bandanas. But in the movie, they have the colored ones, like the cartoons. Yeah. So I think maybe they wrote the original script like the original comics, and then they were like, fuck, that cartoon's wicked popular. Yeah. Cartoon. Like,
yeah, right.
That's when they put the colored bandanas and stuff.
In 1984, Eastman and Laird, they came up with this with the comic book.
2.5 hours away from where we fucking live.
Yeah, in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah, they were down in Portsmouth. I think they were going to college or something. And, I don't know where. And, they fucking came up with the idea in the state that we live in. Like, that's crazy that something as big as the fucking Turtles is that close to us.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is the highest selling toy franchise ever. Like, they sold more toys for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles than fucking Star Wars figures.
Yeah, and then more than fucking Transformers. And Transformers built Hasbro. Like,
right.
That's what Hasbro made the Transformers cartoon based on the toys so they could sell the toys.
Yeah.
Whereas the fucking Turtles, like, The shitty part about the Turtle toys, and I do have one fucking problem with them, they made way too many variations.
Yeah, no, if you're a collector...
Like, when you're a kid, you're like, fuck yeah, I get the Turtle toys.
I
want to
get all these guys.
Like, who needs space suit Donatello? When did they go to space? I don't remember that. Like,
yeah,
I remember,
I had a couple, too, that were like...
Like, weird ones.
Weird surfer ones or sport. They had, like, a whole series of sports ones.
Yeah.
And they had more villains than I ever remembered.
Oh, yeah, the fucking... That's another thing I don't understand. How come in the movie they don't have fucking sidekicks for the Shredder? I mean, right. They have fucking Tatsu.
Yeah, Tatsu.
Tatsu's a fucking dickbag.
This guy, he talks and grunts pretty much the whole time. He's got a weird little mustache. He's got a bald head. And he's just like, he's a child abuser.
Yeah. But, like, they don't have fucking, like, Bebop or Rocksteady in this movie. They don't even have, like, little hints to, like, Baxter Stockman
or Krang or...
Oh, the fucking...
The Rat King.
The Rat King.
I used to love the Rat King. He was probably one of my favorite villains.
And then it was fucking Leather... Was it Leatherhead?
Leatherhead was the Crocodile.
Crocodile,
dude.
Yeah.
And then there was the Rock Soldiers from Dimension X.
Yeah. Like, that fucking... That shit rocked. But, yeah, I mean, granted, this was an independent film. Right? This was like the one.
This is the high. Well, I don't know if it still is, but, you know, for a long time, the highest grossing independent film of all time.
Yeah, so they probably didn't have the money or the capabilities to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is why they got a little crazier in the second movie and made up villains.
Well, they had like a $13 million budget or something like that, and they grossed like 10 times that much, which is.
Well, the fucking suits, the turtle suits probably cost that much money to make, because they're fucking. Those guys are doing fucking flips. And they're fighting in them, like, and they're not tearing, they're not falling off, and they have good movement. They're not like Batman where they can't turn their head.
Yeah, this is really one of like the best examples of practical effects that we're ever going to get.
Yeah.
Because shortly thereafter, everything just went to CGI.
Yeah.
And specifically in the Secret of the Ooze, they like mastered a lot of the stuff, so it looked so cool.
Oh yeah, it looked great. And then they ruined it in the Abomination that came out after that.
Yeah, the third one.
The third movie where they time travel. It's terrible.
That movie sucks all of the dicks.
All of them.
And if not we ever watch that, it's going to be for a shitty tear it up commentary.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That movie's so bad.
It is bad. And it sucks, too, because like we were talking about, there was so much cool stuff to pull from. I mean, there was all kinds of comic books.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of TV shows. All kinds of just toys and everything that, you know.
So what do? They fucking go, let's make him go back to feudal Japan.
Video games?
Yeah, the fucking video games rocked. Do you remember Turtles in Time video game was way better than the fucking going back in time movie.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, growing up, there was the first Nintendo Ninja Turtles game.
Which was the hardest game they ever made. Game.
The hardest game ever. You'd get into the...
You can't get underwater. Yeah.
And you'd hit that electric seaweed and it would fuck your day up.
Yeah.
You wanted to smash your Nintendo paddle, but you knew your mother wasn't going to buy you another one.
Oh, yeah. That was the fucking hardest game ever. I don't think I've ever met anybody that's gotten past that water level.
Because you had to deactivate the water all those bombs. All 8 bombs in 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And if you don't, you're done.
You're done. You start all over again. Yeah.
I got past it one time with, like, a quarter health bar.
Yeah.
Or, you know, however many times. I remember getting past it with no health left with my guys and then just
dying.
You just
die immediately. Yeah. It just ruins your whole day.
Yeah, it ruins your day. Yeah. You sit there for hours like, why don't I have more continues?
Yeah. And then they had the second one, which is also like the arcade.
Yeah.
Because it started
off... The arcade one
rocked.
Awesome!
Yeah, the arcade one rocked, and the second one was kind of modeled after that, but the third one, was it Turtles in Manhattan?
Is that what it was called? Turtles in Manhattan, I think it was.
That one was fucking cool. And that one, they had Toka and Rezar in it, so you know that came out after the second movie.
Yeah, right.
I had that one, and I remember having... I had the Game Genie. Remember the Game Genie?
Oh, yeah, Game Genie.
So I had
awesome.
All the fucking codes to unlock, like, Ultimate Infinite Lives, so I actually beat that one.
Yeah, right.
And that had Baxter Stockman in it and shit, and you fight the little Mauser, the robots and stuff.
See, that would have been an awesome third movie, you know what I mean? They could have had Baxter Stockman, like, trying to sell his Mausers to some, you know, extermination company, them saying no, and then the Shredder finding out about it and setting the fucking Mausers on Splinter.
Yeah, and then it could have also got fucking, they could have put Krang in a movie.
Yeah.
Krang rocks.
Dimension X is a kick-ass place, in my opinion. I love the whole idea of Dimension X.
Yeah.
And they could have made a shitload of movies based on all that stuff. They could have had the Rock Soldiers in there, they could have had Krang, they could have had a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. No.
No. No. They decided to go back in time with these stupid little lanterns.
Yeah, this fucking thing. They got a pole, and it's just like an hourglass inside of like spun.
Yeah. Brings it back in time. There's like this.
And they can't just go back in time, they have to swap places. So it sends Japanese dudes to the future where they fucking, they're just walking around like, oh, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Casey Jones tries to teach him about hockey.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Absolutely stupid.
Which Casey Jones is in that one? Was he in the second one?
I don't remember him in the second one.
Yeah, see, I don't remember that either.
Yeah. The second one, I remember the fucking, they have a fight in the mall at the beginning.
Yeah.
I remember Toka and Rezar. I remember Vanilla Ice. Super Shredder.
Yeah, Super Shredder.
And that Chinese kid who ended up becoming their friends, who kind of replaced Casey Jones, April O'Neil.
Yeah, right.
April O'Neil's in it, but she's not as big in it as the first movie.
Yeah, right.
And something about bells. I remember they had to take bells off bells, of like a mannequin.
They had to go to the foot,
foot camp.
Foot camp. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But that's another movie for another podcast altogether. We'll definitely get to that one eventually.
Yeah, definitely. So then, alright, so... How do we... We haven't even started this movie.
Yeah, no. The movie starts with, like, this scene about showing all these kids stealing from people in New York City.
Yeah, they're stealing
passing
shit.
Wallets between 37 kids.
Oh, yeah. And they fucking... That's where the truck is. There's a truck that's loaded to the fucking door. Loaded with shit. And it's like a UPS kind of guy. The guy takes off a package and he goes to give it to another guy. He's gone maybe 10 seconds. Truck's empty.
Yeah. In 10 seconds, all these ninja kids...
They had to have had 100 ninja kids steal out of that truck.
Oh, yeah. You got Danny the Ginger and his criminal kid pals robbing everybody and everything, including some old lady's little TV on her fucking fire escape.
That's a pretty sweet gang name. Danny the fucking thief.
Danny the Ginger and the criminal kid pals?
There we go.
Yeah.
And his Sid Vicious shirts.
Yeah. Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a couple different ones, but...
Yeah, he's got 2 Sid Vicious shirts, and that's all he wears in this whole movie.
Yeah, he's just rotating those 2 shirts.
Yeah.
And that kid is... asshole.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a dick
in
these movies, you know what I mean? Like that
has to be. There has to be that character you don't like that redeems himself later.
Right.
Has to be. Like, it's, I don't know, it's like a fucking code.
And I don't even know if he really redeems himself, because all the shit that happened to the Turtles is pretty much his fucking fault.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really...
He kind of redeems himself with Casey Jones when they help Splinter at the end.
Yeah, right, yeah, but...
And then he apologizes.
But Splinter
would have
never been there if it hadn't been for him in the first place, but we'll get to all that shit.
Yes, we will. We're just at the beginning with the fucking ginger gang.
The ginger gang. And then there's April O'Neil, who's like a news reporter, and she's giving newscasts about all this shit. Like,
yeah.
There's all this robbery, there's all this...
Yeah, she has heard rumors of the Foot Clan. There's like an ancient fucking Japanese gang that's stealing shit.
Yeah, right. There's immigrants that are in town saying, oh, this reminds us of back in the day when we were, you know, not immigrants.
Yeah, when we were in our homeland.
Yeah.
And then that's when the fucking chief is just, like, yelling at her.
She's in, like, a weird yellow raincoat, too, which is a nice homage to the,
to the cartoon comic book time.
Yeah, she had, like, a jumpsuit. Remember, she always had a yellow jumpsuit?
Yeah, yellow jumpsuit with a fucking white belt and white fucking go-go boots.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And she's also a ginger, so, you know, there's a lot of gingers in this movie.
Yeah, a lot of soulless bastards.
Yeah. She's, going to her van after one of her newscasts, and some criminals try to rob her outside of the news studio. And luckily for her,
Raphael was fucking creeping.
Yeah, Raphael was creeping by because you see a sigh fly through the air and take out the streetlight.
Take out the streetlight that darkens the whole place black.
Black.
There's
as
no
night, so
other fucking
see.
Streetlights. Anywhere. Yeah. Like,
which there must have been
one.
Some crazy smog over the city, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not even a
not
touch
enough
of moonlight.
No.
Nothing. And you just hear a bunch of fighting. You hear these people that are trying to rob April getting their asses kicked by who knows what.
Yeah.
We know what.
We know.
You know. She doesn't know.
She has no clue.
The cops show up immediately.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah. How did they even know fucking something was going on there?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no alarms. There's no, like,
within
fire.
Within 35 seconds, the cops are there.
Yeah.
The assailants who are beating up these criminals disappear, leaving that sigh behind.
Yeah, leaves the sigh. And it's fucked up, too, because when they get in the sewer, they're all talking about how they're like, fuck yeah, we did something. But you only see Raphael. You see Raphael
look
out from
the sewer. You only saw him, like, yes,
and you see, and you see him leave. So you
think
it's...
like he was the first one out, last one in.
Yeah, so, but you think it's just him.
Yeah.
Until they get to the sewer where they're fucking, when they're talking about it, they give
each other
high fives.
Yeah, they're all like, Bossa Nova!
Slapping each other in the ass
totally.
And shit.
Like, that was radical!
Yeah.
And we forgot to mention, man, that one of the turtles, voiced by...
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, Corey Feldman.
He's a vampire hunter and a ninja turtle.
Yeah, and a drug addict.
And for some fucking reason, in the credits, he's got his own section.
Yeah, he's got his own thing.
It's got all the voice actors, it's got all the actors and the voice actors and stuff, and then there's like a space, and then it says, and Corey Feldman as Donatello, instead of just saying Donatello, Corey Feldman, like every other fucking person in this movie.
Well, you're reading through the credits, though. You got Judith Hogue as April, you've got Kevin Clash as Splinter, you've got a bunch of people who don't fucking matter at all.
Yeah.
Like, these are people that you've never heard their names, and you probably...
They must have contributed money. And they get like, oh, I get to be foot soldier number 3.
Yeah, right? And then they're like, oh, wow, we've got a big movie star here with Corey Feldman.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
the biggest.
From the Goonies.
He's the fucking biggest one. And granted, Casey Jones, I don't remember his name. He becomes bigger later on. He's on, like, fucking Law and Order or something like that. Or, he was on The Killing.
Yeah, he does some TV stuff.
He does a bunch
anyway.
Of TV stuff now. He's a bigger actor now than he was then.
Yeah.
And
back then, I just thought he looked like friggin' Al Pacino.
Yeah. He looked like a scrawny Al Pacino, almost.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Corey Feldman was their big name.
Yeah, they
maybe
show
that's
all
maybe that's why his name was separate from everyone else's, because, like, fuck yeah, big name.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Clash, it's fucking Elmo.
Yeah.
Like, shh.
You know. Yeah. He used to be Elmo until
Elmo.
He resigned.
Yeah, he resigned. I don't know why. Why did he resign?
I think it was, like, a sexual deviant thing.
Like, he's a kid toucher? Is that what it was?
Maybe he learned that from Tatsu.
Maybe.
On the set of this.
Tatsu fucking beat the shit out of every kid in this movie.
Yeah, he's a child abuser.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, he beat the shit out of him, though. I'm pretty sure that Kevin fucked the shit out of him. Never mind.
Yeah. He's putting more than hands up puppets' asses.
Yeah, anyway. Whoa! They're doing the shadow walk through the sewers talking about how great that was. Because it's cool, too. They tell you that was, like, their first time.
Yeah, it was their first time to the surface, like, fucking fighting people and, like, defending someone.
That was their first fight above this.
Yeah,
they
broke their ninja cherry.
Whoa. They go back to their lair, their sewer lair, and they tell Splinter that their first time out was great and that they did a hell of a job.
But yeah, like, we're okay guys.
Yeah. Raph's brooding, though, because he's like, I lost a sigh.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's stomping around all pissed off. He's like, no, I can get it back.
It is gone.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Yeah. Splinter's like, don't worry about that shit. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Move on with your life.
Splinter is the better, it's the best version of Raiden. In a movie as opposed to actual Raiden from Mortal Kombat. Yeah, like, that's how Raiden should have been.
Yeah, right. Was fucking exactly.
Splinter. If he's not going to fight, be Splinter.
Well, yeah, a lot of these movies that we've done have had that type of character, too, you know?
It was like a sensei character.
Yeah, like the Obi-Wan guy.
Yeah.
You know? And so far, Splinter's the best Obi-Wan we've had.
Yeah. Until we watch a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, until we get Obi-Wan.
An actual Obi-Wan.
But until then, you know, I'm going to have to settle for this guy.
Splinter rocks. Splinter's cool.
And, you know, he's given them a speech. He's given them all this speech about how, you know, eventually he's not going to be there or whatever.
Yeah, he's playing the, someday I'm going to be dead and you're going to be here without me and I won't be here to tell you what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
and Michelangelo's in the back ordering a pizza. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's a party dude.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the song from the cartoon?
Like, yeah, he's a fucking party. Leonardo leads Donatello does machines.
Which sounds really bad.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, what's
and
he
then,
doing?
And then,
Raphael is cool but rude,
and Michelangelo is a party dude. Yeah,
that shit rocks.
That fucking I love that show.
Heroes in a half shell.
Turtle power.
Oh, okay. So he orders a pizza to be delivered to 122 and an eighth.
Yeah.
The pizza guy comes, and
they're just fucking waiting under the sewer grate. And Donatello's like talking to him. He's being deep, and he's like, you know. Yeah, Splinter's talking about how he's not gonna be around anymore. Michelangelo's like, that guy's got fucking 2 more minutes.
Yeah, he's got 30 seconds, or else that shit is late.
Yeah. And Donatello's like, come on, you know, Splinter was tired. He's like, nah, he's late. He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh yeah.
He wants that pizza. He doesn't give a shit.
Forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And a guy fucking hands it through the sewer grate sideways. That pizza.
Yeah, all the cheese would have slid right the fuck off. Yeah. But you know what? It was late, so it probably cooled a little bit, you know?
True, but still.
And that delivery guy is terrible, because he trades the pizza for the money. Like,
yeah.
In my experience with pizza delivery men...
You give him the money...
You give him the money first, yeah.
Yeah, because he gives it at the same time, and then after he got the pizza, he was like, $10, the tab was $13.50.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, and that's when he fucking does the don't pay full price shit.
Yeah.
But like...
You're 2 minutes
Wouldn't
late,
you want
dude.
Your money first?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, look, you fucking weird sewer-living sazzle ass. Like,
yeah, that's
give me the money for the pizza. You're not getting the pizza.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He's delivering a pizza to the sewer, and he's cool with it.
He's like, I gotta get a new route, man. Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah. You know?
Turtles, I mean, that was a thing that was from the show.
The pizza. Fucking big pizza thing.
Which is, you know, what kid doesn't like pizza?
Yeah, and I think that's why they put the fucking pizzas into it. Because they're like, turtles eating pizza? I like pizza. I'm a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. And your daughter doesn't like pizza, but everybody else in my house.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
That's very weird.
We're trying to get her to grow out of it, because, you know.
Pizza rocks.
Pizza rocks and Ninja Turtles rock.
Get her to watch Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She might like pizza.
Yeah, Ralph is still, he's Ralph. Ralph.
Fucking... I'm the green bandana turtle, Ralph. What's going on?
But yeah, Raph is still brooding. He's watching Critters.
Yeah, he goes to the fucking movies. Watches Critters. First of all, he's wearing this giant trench coat. He leaves in a trench coat and a fedora. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, where the fuck did he get a trench coat that fits over his turtle body?
Yeah, right.
Like, That's a large trench coat.
And he's a short dude, too, then, so he's, like, shopping at the short and wide store.
And then he goes to the theaters and he watches Critters. So now he's gone and paid for a movie. One, where'd he get the money? Two, the person at the ticket booth didn't see his giant fucking green stupid head.
Yeah, plus nowadays, I mean, you go to a movie theater wrapped up in a trench coat, hiding your face.
Yeah, that's a little Pee Wee Herman shit going
Somebody's
on.
Somebody's gonna call the cops!
Yeah, that's a little fucking sketchy.
Yeah.
He comes out of the fucking movie theater, and then someone's going to rob an old lady's purse, and he stops the kids from robbing him. And still nobody notices that he's a giant fucking turtle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he like saves a woman from getting mugged by these two dudes. And nobody notices he's a turtle. The two guys that he stops from robbing this woman go into the park.
Yep.
And they meet Casey Jones. That's where we get introduced to Casey Jones for the first time.
Most badass character
ever. Hell yeah. Casey Jones jumps down from the trees to beat these muggers' asses with a fucking baseball bat.
Right? Baseball bat, hockey stick, golf club,
yeah.
Cricket bat, whatever he's got in that little fucking bag on him.
He has got a bunch of
sports
shit.
He's also a fucking bum.
Yeah, he's a hobo.
He's a hobo.
He's a fucking giant cod piece wearing hobo.
Yeah, he's wearing a fucking cup with a giant cock bulge that fucking rivals on Bowie's.
Yeah, he has
a... And he fucking... He's just wearing these ratty ass clothes. Like, I didn't know he was a fucking hobo, like, the first couple times I watched this movie.
Yeah, I know,
he
really.
He sleeps in the fucking streets. And then later on, he's all like, I don't want to go in the sewer. Fuck you! Like, that place is better than where you live.
You're a bum. You've been sleeping in that tree in the park.
Yeah.
Like, on rooftops with your binoculars and, like, being a weirdie.
So the fucking Raphael jumps into the park and he's going to go fucking kick those kids' asses. And Casey Jones is like, fuck you, I got this first. And he's like, no, I got it first.
But Raphael sees that he's going to be, like, overzealous about kicking their asses. Yeah. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't want to beat him too hard.
Yeah.
Like,
and then the kids run away while they're fucking arguing.
Yeah.
So now Casey and Rat are going to fight.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fucking know he's a giant turtle.
Yeah.
He loses that. He loses his hat. And he's like, what are you, one of them punk kids?
What are you, some kind of punker?
Yeah, you get the fucking green skin. Yeah. You punker. Like, you doesn't notice that his head is the size of a fucking basketball.
Yeah, man, it's like a weird papaya head.
Yeah, like nobody notices this shit.
And they have words and they fight a little bit.
Yeah.
And
he fucking bashes him with a... He bashes Raph with a cricket bat. Yeah, he knocks him into a fucking trash can.
Yeah, and Raph is, like, talking with his hands, like...
Yeah.
What's this, cricket?
Yeah.
You're gonna know what a crumpet is to fucking know what cricket is.
Yeah, he's all gangster.
Yeah, all like, talking with his hands, being all talking shit.
Yeah.
The shit talk in this movie is fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
But when we were, like, you know, 7 or 8 years old, we probably thought it was cool. We were like,
I'm sure.
This is classic.
Yeah, it's like, this is the best. You're going to go to school and be like, hey, you got to know what crumpet is.
Yeah. What's that, a Jose Canseco bat?
Yeah, you were going to pay for that.
Yeah. That shit is good. They battle each other anyway. Casey Jones runs away.
And yeah, he's got shit to do.
That's right.
He's a crime to fight.
Which is weird. He's like this weird ass vigilante.
He's like he's hobo Batman.
Yeah, hobo Batman.
Hobo Batman.
Yeah, he's like kind of like the Punisher.
His mask is sweet though.
He's got a fucking
skull
cool
mask.
His mask rivals the Punisher's chest piece.
Yeah. It almost looks like it's that character. Is it from DC? The fucking sports dude. Fucking Young Justice, they fight him all the time. Taskmaster,
yeah.
He's got a fucking skull mask, and he fucking uses sporting shit. Yeah. Like, he's Casey Jones.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
That's a cool-ass mask, though, you know?
It is wicked fucking cool. I would love to have that mask.
I think the Mighty Ducks fashioned their mask after that. Remember the Mighty Ducks mask?
Yeah, we might have to watch the Mighty Ducks at some point.
Shit, I just watched the Mighty Ducks a couple weeks ago, man. I sat the kids down, and I was like, look, kids.
Fucking Triple Deke.
I don't really give a fuck about sports. But I give a fuck about Mighty Ducks and about the Sandlot. We're watching one of them shits, and it is wintertime, so it's going to be
Mighty Ducks. Mighty Ducks rocks.
Yeah, they didn't care about it. But
no,
they were like off playing with their whatevers, and I was sitting there watching like, man.
Yeah, they did the flying V.
Yeah.
The triple D. Fucking slap shot that shit.
That movie was awesome, man.
Yeah.
But that's...
It's another movie for another time.
Movie for another time.
If you guys aren't used to us doing this shit by now...
This
is what we do.
We love to segue.
Yeah.
Let's segue back to the sewer where Splinter's talking to Raphael. He's like, you know, you're unique among your brothers. He's telling him, like, it's cool, man. I know that you're a fucking pissy kid.
you're the asshole kid of the family.
Yeah. But you need to possess the right thinking, for only then can one receive the gifts of strength, knowledge, and peace. He's talking to him like a fucking sensei would talk to one of his students, giving him that lesson.
Yeah.
And, calming him down, because Raph gets pissed easy, you know?
Raph's a fucking hothead.
He's cool but rude.
I think that's why he's got the red bandana.
Yeah, that's it.
Because red is anger.
Yeah. We're talking about some Jeff Johnsian emotional spectrum shit right now, right? But for real, he's trying to calm him down. Other things that happen, and they want to teach you a little bit more about April's life.
Yeah.
So they go back to
which
her
is
apartment.
Lame.
Yeah, April is...
Like, her boss comes over to her apartment with the fucking shitty ginger kid.
Yeah, the shitty ginger kid is her boss's son.
Yeah, and the boss is at her apartment.
Charles.
Charles, we don't know if they're fucking...
Yeah, it's weird or that he, like, keeps friends, stopping in.
Or if it's just him being her boss.
He kind of explains to her, like, oh, I heard that you got mugged outside of the fucking station, so I wanted to stop by and check on you.
Make sure you're okay.
The morning after, like, why don't you just
call?
Yeah,
or talk to her at work.
Yeah, right.
You're her boss. That's
you stop over
creepy.
There with your shitty ginger kid so he can fucking steal her $20 out of her wallet.
Right. She fucking worked hard for that $20. It was fucking early 90s. That was like a day. Whole day worth of work.
Yeah, for real.
$20.
She can't even afford bras.
Right? Yes, there are no bras in this movie. Fucking tits out.
No wonder her fucking back hurts later in case you need to give her a massage.
Yeah, right? She's no, like, support.
I have no support. My pointy fucking 80s titties are just fucking all over the place.
Fucking.
My fucking skirts are right above my belly button.
Yeah, she's fucking... She dresses like a whore in this whole movie.
Yeah. It's like she dresses like they dress in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah!
With their pants like...
With their pants up to their tits.
<You know? laughs> Oh, man. She goes and interviews the chief after she's done with this weird Charles and Danny thing at her apartment. And the chief...
is angry.
Dude, he is a dick. But she's talking to the chief about the whole Foot Clan kit thing, because she's the only person in the entire fucking city
who
has an inkling of what's going on. Like,
yeah. She's not a clue. Like, everyone else is like, what are you talking about? There's no way there's this fucking hidden gang of thieves.
Yeah, you see, read it on the paper. Crime is getting worse.
Yeah.
Everything's bad.
We don't know why.
You know? Where the fuck... You know, this is like before Giuliani, too, so New York is just a shithole.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Shredder's watching TV, the Turtles are watching TV, the Turtles are like, hey, that's that broad!
Yeah, it's April-ish!
That's that chick that has your side, dude!
Yeah.
And the Shredder sees her questioning the fucking chief about the Foot Clan, and he's like, we need to send some people to shut this bitch up.
Yeah, yeah, make her not talk.
I'm paraphrasing, yeah. I know. But luckily, Raph follows her to get his side back, because the Foot Clan's following her
fucking
in the subway.
They fucking jump her in the subway, and that fucking foot soldier bitch slaps her.
Yeah, he like opens up his hand and
he's
says,
like, I have something for you.
A message for you. Yeah. Shows her his hand and slaps her in the face.
He might as well have fucking thrown some powder in his hand and fucking pimp slapped her in the face.
Yeah, that's a pimp slap.
Oh, yeah, he was all like just slow and just held his hand out and then fucking smacked
Rick
her.
James is there. Yeah.
And fucking...
She gets knocked unconscious by the pimp slap.
Yeah, that slap is so intense.
You know
that's
so a
hard,
serious pimp
knocks
slap
the fuck out.
If you are knocking bitches
out.
Bitches out, yeah. But luckily, Raph did follow her because he retrieves his sai, which she, you know, dropped when she got pimp slapped.
Well, because she took it out to defend herself like it was mace.
Yeah, right.
Like she knew,
like,
what she was
doing.
Look
what
I have! I
have a sai! It looks like a fork. You
know
what I mean?
It's
like,
a giant fork.
I have a fucking giant fork, a giant trident. And I'm going to stab bitches with it, but no, you get knocked out. Raph gets his thing back.
Yeah, and then Raph
escapes.
Well, he fights them for a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And then he takes April with him when the subway's going by, so he can run down the tracks, and when the subway's done going by, the foot soldier's like, where the fuck did he go?
Yeah, better follow him, yeah.
And one foot soldier, just one of them, follows
him. Did you see
him
jump down, too, and, like, immediately, like, oh, I better look like a ninja.
Lands in his, like, ninja stance.
Lands like a normal dude, takes a second to think about it. All right, ninja stance.
Ninja stance.
Time to follow these guys. And so, yeah, he knows where the lair is.
Yep.
But... eventually, April wakes up at the lair, and they're like...
And everyone, it's the fucking 90s trope, where you wake up where you don't know who you are, the girl screams, and the person who she woke up in front of screams back. Mm. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, you've seen that 100 times.
You've seen that everywhere. She's like, ah! And the turtles are like, ah! Like, why are they screaming?
Like, ah!
Everyone's screaming for no reason.
Yeah,
and she screams because she has a giant rat and giant turtles in front of her. Makes sense. Why are they screaming? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it only takes her like 2 minutes to get over the fact that there's a gigantic
she's cool with
mutant
it.
Turtles
yeah.
and a fucking giant rat dude.
Yeah, real quick, and then she's cool with it.
Yeah, it's... And she's a reporter, too. She's not even like... She doesn't even mention once about like how this is the biggest story of the century.
Yeah.
You know, mutants.
Yeah.
Real deal. She's still fucking, who's stealing stereos? You know, yeah. Like...
And then fucking, this is when Splinter explains who the Turtles are, and we see this fucking kind of shitty Pee-wee's Playhouse claymation flashback.
Yeah, like a weird little montage.
It's like a weird little, and the fucking Turtles are like fucking Mamba and yeah. fucking pizza and pizza. Shit. And it's like fucking little baby ass turtles.
Because
Splinter explains that he learned fucking kung fu from his master because, you know, that's what rats do.
Yeah, right.
They learn how to fight. And
watching through their cage.
Yeah.
And it's just like a weird bird cage.
Yeah. And then, but they never explain how he ended up in New York.
Right.
Notice that?
Yeah, that's true.
They show multiple flashbacks of him when he's just a rat and he's with his master, Hamato Yoshi,
in
Yoshi. Fucking Japan. And then he ended up in the sewer in New York. Don't know how. And then the fucking turtles are in the ooze. Or actually, in this movie, it's radioactive material.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even the fucking...
Yeah, radioactive material.
What
yeah.
is it? TR... TCRI? TRCI? I don't remember the fucking company.
Oh, the company from the...
Yeah, it's like, well, I think it's TCRI.
Yeah, I don't remember offhand.
And that's when it's the fucking ooze. It's the mutagen. Ooze.
I love that.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those canisters.
I had... When I was a kid, I had a small canister.
Yeah, I had a little
and
one,
And inside
too.
Of it had a glow-in-the-dark turtle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like in the ooze.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I remember the movie figures from that movie came with little...
Came with little turtles, too, yeah.
Yeah, canisters and turtles and a bunch of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Accessories, man.
Yeah.
We remember in the age of action figures.
Do you remember when the turtles, they came up with the open shell turtles?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Open his back and you put all the weapons
yeah,
and shit in there.
Yeah, you put weapons in. And some of them you could, like, turn their arms and tuck their arms in so you could, like, make
you
them
make
be,
it look
like
turtles.
Turtles.
It was almost
yeah.
like a turtle transformer.
Yeah, it was a turtle transformer. Exactly what that was. That's exactly what it was.
All right, they're like, what the fuck can we come up with next?
Yeah, really. They're like, we already did a bunch of shitty space turtles.
Yeah,
and,
sports
turtles.
And
nobody cared about
vacation,
the sports guys.
Yeah, vacation turtles. Fucking yeah. Michelangelo's got a straw hat and a fucking lei.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And he's got sandals on.
Yeah,
they don't make sandals of turtles.
Cheesy things.
Yeah, yeah.
They made some terrible toys.
Oh, yeah.
But they made so many good ones, too. Like,
the fucking Technodrome.
Dude. Hell yeah.
Rocked.
The play sets and the vehicles and all the
oh,
accessories.
Yeah.
The parachute.
Rocked. Yeah, the parachute.
Remember the parachute?
Shit.
Like,
oh,
all
yeah.
that shit worked.
Yeah, it was
and it
crazy.
Was cool as hell. You
oh,
could
yeah.
fire pizzas out of your vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the coolest missiles ever.
Yeah, yeah. Little pizza discs.
Which is a bummer, though, because, you know, they wouldn't actually waste pizza
no.
as weapons. They'd eat that shit.
Kids don't get that now, though. My kid has the new Ninja Turtle van, and it shoots missiles. Doesn't shoot pizza.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it shouldn't shoot pizza.
Somebody needs to sign a petition.
Yes.
Petition those toy makers to... Nickelodeon owns all that shit now. We gotta send letters to them. And be like, stop fucking up my child's childhood.
Right. Like, stop getting rid of my memories that my kid is now gonna have.
Yeah, you know? I want my kid to have my memories, bitch. But they end up becoming friends, and they bring her back to her house, and she's like... well, I have nothing to offer you except for some frozen pizza. And they're like, fucking,
let's do this.
Wrecked.
Yeah, fucking Michelangelo erects out of the fucking sewer like a boner.
Yeah, he just,
fucking goes, hey, pizza.
They're super pumped up. So they go back to her place and they're like, let's just hang out with this chick and eat her pizza and fucking make jokes.
Yeah, and then leave. We're gonna eat all this pizza and then leave.
Yeah. Speaking of Splinter, we gotta get back there.
Yeah.
And they get back there, and it turns out he got rat-napped while they were...
He got rat-napped by that foot soldier guy.
Yeah.
And this is where we have the most awkward turtle scream. When Raphael's just like...
No!
He's just so fucking weird. He like, fucking like, cries right at the beginning. He just sniffles real quick, and then he fucking screams.
Yeah. And they're all bummed out. They don't know what to do, so they go back to
They go back to April's, and April's like, what's wrong? And Leonardo, like, the fucking saddest sack fucking
ever.
Motherfucker ever. He's like, Splinter.
Dude,
God.
It's the saddest thing ever.
Splinter.
And I remember seeing that as a kid and being like, oh my God.
Like, what the? It's gone.
It's so touching, but
yeah.
Now you watch it and you're like,
this is stupid.
This is fucking ridiculous. Just
yeah.
like last week's episode when we saw the single tear roll
yeah.
down
yeah,
you know, Kiefer Sutherland's face.
Oh yeah.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. So now they're just fucking hanging out in the apartment, hiding.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're hanging out there, and fucking Charles and Danny stop by again the next day.
Yeah.
And I think Charles is like trying to get her to stop doing stories on the Foot Clan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like he knows that she's going to get fired if she doesn't stop.
Yeah, or killed by fucking foot soldiers.
Right.
You know?
Or by the Shredder.
Yeah, you know, something. And Danny's there, and the turtles are there, and the turtles are, like, hiding.
Yeah.
And Danny sees the fucking turtles.
Yeah, because they're terrible at being ninjas. To kids.
Yeah.
Adults can't see him.
Yeah,
kids,
right
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Michelangelo's underneath the fucking table.
Well, kids are shorter, you know what I mean? Like, they can see the tables better, I guess.
True.
But, yeah, one of them's hiding in the fucking shower, like, holding on to the ceiling. And
yeah, there's nothing there. No, holding on to nothing.
Yeah, it's... He like, sees them in the mirror, then he, like, looks again, and the turtle's gone. He's like... He knows he's not doing any drugs, so he knows he saw a turtle. He just doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Right.
They leave in the car ride to wherever. Danny, the shittiest ginger in the world,
jumps out of the car, fucking bolts,
runs away, goes to fucking the coolest after school club ever.
Right. This place is like the fucking place that Pinocchio goes to, where they're all fucking smoking butts and turning into fucking wolves.
Yeah, every kid here is fucking smoking butts and drinking sodas and playing video games and fucking gambling and shooting pool.
Who doesn't want to be a foot soldier if that's what you get to do in your off
time? Yeah, exactly. And then the older kids who are like a little tougher,
they're
like practicing to be fucking ninjas.
Yeah.
And what kid doesn't want to be a ninja?
Right?
My fucking kid was a ninja for Halloween this year.
Yeah.
He could have been anything he wanted to be. He was like,
I want to be a ninja.
I'm going to be a ninja or some Minecraft shit. I'm like, Minecraft shit is kind of
shit.
Expensive. Yeah. I don't know. They'll have to send away for that. They don't have that at Walmart.
The ninja. Ninja's easy.
So he's like, yeah, let's do a ninja.
Yeah.
He's, you know, totally amped up about it.
Now, when I was a kid, I was a ninja 1 year and I was a ninja turtle 1 year.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Both of those things. Yeah. I used to get all pumped up when my mom would break out the holiday box.
Yeah.
You know, because all my old costumes were in there and we'd fucking play ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be a turtle or a regular ninja? Yeah. I'll be a foot soldier this time.
Right.
You know, me and my brother.
Yeah, that shit rocked.
Hell yeah, that shit rocked. Our childhood.
Our childhood was awesome. Childhood's now gonna be terrible. Not as cool. Everything's digital, everything's video games, everything's phones.
Yeah, compared to that, I mean, they don't even have a damn video store to go to.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back. Yeah. That's callback.
Yeah. We're all about that.
Oh, yeah.
But Shredder's there, too, at this place, and he's, like, initiating some new foot soldiers. Accompanied by a fucking menacing soundtrack.
Right.
There's this music playing, and he's like, money cannot buy the honor that you have earned tonight. Fucking, I want all of you children to be foot soldiers, you know? I want to initiate all of you bitches into my clan.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Because he's all about stealing shit and selling it aftermarket.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the Shredder's master plan. Is to build a fucking ninja army
so he can
make money on stereos and VCRs.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That's his plan. That's stupid.
All this is going on, you see Splinter tied to a fence in the background
or whatever. Shit beat out of him. His face is all bloody and shit. He's got, like, a black eye.
Mm. And Shredder's giving this big speech about, you know, that just what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how a new enemy has arisen.
Yeah.
Turtles.
Turtles.
And Danny, the fucking shitty ginger.
Danny's like, hey, guess what I seen?
Yeah, man.
Turtles.
I just saw that shit.
That shit's for real.
Yeah. And they're like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, find these turtles.
Yeah.
Make turtle soup.
Yeah, exactly.
That was always the thing of the cartoon. Shredder wanted to make turtle soup.
Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck who the turtles were. He just wanted to kill them and eat them.
We're having turtle soup tonight.
Yeah.
That's all
we
the time.
Dine on turtle soup.
Remember that?
All the time.
Bebop and Rocksteady were in on that joke, too.
Oh, yeah.
They love the idea of making turtle soup.
Oh, yeah.
They were dumb as shit.
So, alright. So they're hiding out in a fucking apartment.
Yeah, back at April's like.
Shitty Ginger tells them the turtles are at this apartment. I seen them.
Yeah.
So the fucking foot soldiers go to this apartment after we see the sad, I keep this antique store under my apartment open because my dad's antiques are in here.
And, yeah, yeah.
But she's a fucking reporter. When did she open that store?
I keep it to remember him, yeah.
Yeah. So then the fucking foot soldiers go there and they start kicking the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, back at April's. Yeah, tensions are high. Raphael is hanging out with them. He's like all pissed off.
Yeah.
Because Splinter's gone. He goes on the rooftop and
Casey Jones looking at people's windows with his binocular.
Yeah, right.
Notices Raphael.
Yeah, notices him as fucking dozens of foot soldiers.
Yeah, approach. Somehow got to the roof without anybody noticing they were there.
Yeah. In their black suits in the middle of day.
Yeah. Yeah. They're hidden in no shadows.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of him up
there. And he fucking falls through the roof.
Yeah, he falls through the skylight and battles ensue all throughout the damn apartment.
Going through the whole apartment, they're smashing the shit out of the thing. One foot soldier shows up with like 9 axes.
Yeah, starts handing out axes.
Here, you gotta figure out your weapons. Yeah. He's handing them all out to everybody.
They're cutting into the floor, you know?
Yeah, like, and they cut into the floor so much that it breaks the floor and they fall into the antique store.
Yeah, where Tatsu shows up.
Where Tatsu shows up and they start fighting fucking Tatsu. And then fire.
Yeah, one of the foot soldiers who has an axe swings it and it hits this fucking power panel.
Yeah.
And it catches on fire. And Casey Jones comes in.
Yeah, everything bursts into flames like it's covered in gasoline in this store.
Yeah.
Apparently, old-ass antiques burn like gasoline.
Yeah, you gotta polish them with some fucking flammable oils.
Yeah. Now, Casey Jones shows up and they're all fucking up the ninjas and everyone's getting fucked up. Raphael's out cold.
Because he got the shit kicked out of him. Cold.
Yeah, he got the shit kicked out of him on the roof, and he's fallen through 2 floors now. Yeah. He's fucking done.
And April's like, oh, shit, I just remembered that there was
a trap door that goes to the sewer.
Yeah, and Casey Jones got there, and he's swinging a hockey stick, like, letting them all escape. And he's going to be the last one out, and just as he's about to leave, the fucking phone rings, and the answering machine picks up immediately.
Yeah, and it falls through
miraculously
through the hole in the floor.
Yeah, right, like... It is fated that you're going to hear this message.
Yeah, and it's fucking April's boss.
Yeah, Charles.
We don't know if she's banging or not.
I'm going to assume that that he gave her some D sometime.
He's got to have given her the D. You know? And then maybe she was like, I don't want that D no more. And he's like, well, fuck you. I'm going to be a shitty boss now.
Yeah, right.
And fires her.
You're fired.
Fires her. Right on an answering machine. How unprofessional is that? You fire someone through a message on an answering machine.
Terrible.
Stupid.
You know, well, I guess you could see why Danny's such a shitty kid. His father's a shitty fucking dude.
Yeah. So they fucking, after Casey Jones hears this, he fucking jumps in the little trapdoor too. And
yeah,
they fucking
he escapes
leave.
Too, and then the building kind of collapses or whatever.
Yeah. And they leave in the non-turtle van, turtle van.
Yeah.
It's the turtle van, it's just a white VW bus.
Yeah. And you hear like, I don't know if it's the fire department or the police coming, so all the soldiers are like, get out of here, you know?
Yeah. And fucking Tatsu's all pissed off when they get back to the fucking locker room.
He starts beating children to death.
And they have like they have lockers. It's an actual locker room in this fucking after school club.
Yeah.
Where the fucking foot soldiers are. And he's beating the piss out of everyone.
Yeah, he's so bummed out that he let the shredder down.
And you were saying that he beat the piss out of one kid and he was supposed to be dead.
Yeah, right.
But they overdubbed it over the thing saying that, oh,
he's okay. He's gonna be okay. He's gonna make it, yeah. Yeah, because I guess after they made the movie, they're like, wow, this scene's really fucking dark. Like,
it's a little violent.
Maybe we don't kill kids in this movie for kids. How's that?
Yeah.
That sounds good, right?
Right.
But yeah, no, Tatsu is a child abuser.
Yeah.
He abuses some children.
Oh, yeah.
Like, beating the shit out of them.
Yeah. So then we go to the fucking, the farm from, the house from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
And they're all just hanging out.
Yeah, and it's crazy, too, because you got the movie in the fucking heart of New York City.
Yeah.
Is where it's supposed to take place.
And now we have a good 10-15 minutes in the fucking country.
Yeah, we're in the country.
And now it's boring.
Like, let's travel to upstate New York with these Ninja Turtles. Yeah. How's that, you know?
Yeah, so they go there, and fucking Donatello, Casey Jones, trying to fix up a truck so they get a vehicle that works, because the van died on the way somehow.
Yeah, this is the first time that you notice Casey's gigantic cock balls.
Yeah, he's trying to fuck April the whole time they're there.
Yeah.
Raphael was dumped in a tub.
Yeah, they just dumped him in that tub, too. Yeah, like, you show him in there, he's all askew.
Yeah, he's disheveled, shit's hanging out. Leonardo's fucking passed out on a stool, fucking legs spread wide open. You can see his fucking turtle slit.
Yeah, April O'Neil's upstairs writing in her fucking Sarah Connor diary. Yeah,
suddenly she fucking writes a journal, and she's drawing pictures of the turtles.
Yeah.
And fucking Michelangelo's just chilling out in the field, and they're just hanging out, waiting.
A lot of sexual tension.
Right. They're just waiting for fucking Raphael to wake up.
Yeah. Which he does shortly thereafter.
Yep.
You know, Danny meets Splinter back at the fucking...
Yeah, Danny starts learning. He learns everything. He learns how Splinter is the rat of Yoshi, and Yoshi was banging some broad that the Shredder wanted to bang.
Yeah.
So the Shredder killed him and her.
They're always that's true to real life.
Yeah.
People falling into the pussy trap, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And so fucking the Shredder's like, well, if I can't have you, you're both dead. Yeah. Kills both of them and then cuts off Splinter's ear.
Yeah.
Which, with a katana, slicing at a rat.
Yeah.
He just nicked the ear?
Yeah, just nicked his ear.
He didn't cut him in half?
Like, and then after you cut his ear off, you don't, like, finish the job? You just say,
it's just a rat.
Fuck this.
This rat will never grow giant, no kung fu, and be able to talk.
Well, you know, how could he have foreseen that?
Like, no one would.
No one would.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's not a real thing. But Danny tells him about his problems, too. Like, my father doesn't care about me.
Yeah.
I'm a ginger.
I don't have any money. I'm just stealing things to fit in.
Yeah. And then fucking, that's when Splinter's like, all fathers care about their sons.
Yeah. And he's like, who is this, this bad guy? He's like, I don't know where he is, but you wear his symbol upon your brow.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, well, fuck that. And he throws a bandana on the ground.
Yeah.
And when he does that, guess who shows up?
Yeah, the Shredder
shows up.
But this is after the turtle montage that we get.
Yeah, where they're all fucking training like it's Rocky IV
like
the fucking
weird turtle montage.
Yeah, it's like Rocky IV in the mountains when Rocky's just running up in the snow and he's fucking training with chickens and shit. Exactly. Like, that's the music they should have played.
Yeah, right.
For the fucking Eye of the Tiger.
They're training and Casey Joan is fucking massaging pointy tits and tail wax. And
Yeah, Michelangelo goes in, he's rubbing his shoulder and April's like, oh, you want some ointment? He's like, nah. And he grabs a fucking can of turtle wax, and he's like, eh. And he leaves.
It's such a weird thing. Leo's outside meditating, and he has a Splinter connection.
Yeah.
So they have this weird fucking fireside seance. It's like, he's alive! They're like, oh, we all think he's alive. He's like, no!
No, I fucking saw him. He talked to me.
This is a real fucking thing.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah, so they all...
Seance time.
Yeah, so they go to have a seance around a fire, and Donatello and Michelangelo, for some reason... Michelangelo, we know, is a shit. Like, we know he is the dumb
party
one.
Dude.
He's partying. But all of a sudden, in this movie, Donatello is too.
Yeah.
Like, they're like buds. Like, they're the two turtles that, like, get along the most.
Yeah. Well, it's because, you know, Corey Feldman should have played Michelangelo.
Yeah, because he's a fucking retard.
Because he's a party dude.
Yeah, he is.
He was, you know.
He was a party dude until, you know, his friend died of drugs and
yeah,
he decided to stop partying. But, so he brings fucking marshmallows on a stick and stuff, and then I was like, hey, this is fucking serious.
This is
shit.
Serious, dude.
This is serious. We're having
Splinter
a fucking
is...
nighttime fire campsite seance.
He's out there.
And so they all fucking start meditating, and then Obi-Wan Kenobi fucking...
Comes out of the fire.
Comes out of the fire.
Yeah.
In blue...
Aspect
blue
of
ghost
rat.
Form.
Yeah.
Blue ghost, just like the blue ghost in fucking Star Wars.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you guys have all reached your full potential. You are the best ninjas in the world.
Yeah, not only are you physical fucking masters, but look at you. You're using your mental prowess.
Yeah, now come find me in a warehouse.
Yeah, right. Like, and they're like, all right, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
All right. They go home. They leave there. There's a shitty ginger kid hiding in the cupboards.
Yeah.
At their old fucking lair.
Instead of the Indian in the cupboard, it's the ginger in the cupboard.
Yeah, it's the shitty ginger kid in the cupboard.
Yeah.
And he is consistently... the worst thing ever. Because this is what we were just talking about.
This is when he steals one of April's drawings of Leonardo. Well, she gives it to him.
Yeah,
asks for it. But he goes back and when he's talking to Splinter and he throws down a fucking bandana.
Yeah, he throws down
the
bandana.
The Shredder's like, where have you
Shredder
been?
Comes over, yeah.
He's like, you've been somewhere. What do you know? And the Shredder somehow knows that if he reaches into Danny's back pocket, cops the feel, there's a picture in there of a fucking Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, because that's what I do. If I think that somebody's lying to me,
I shove my hand
immediately
in their
pants. Fucking grab whatever's in their ass pocket.
Yeah.
What you got, boy?
It's like, what you keeping from me?
Yeah.
I'll get this fucking foot soldier to slap you.
Yeah, you know, like, don't make me get Tatsu in here.
Yeah, Tatsu will give you a message.
You
shut your mouth.
Yeah, give you a message. Hold his hand up and slap a bitch. Where's the baby powder? They call it Tatsu powder around
Tatsu
that
powder.
Luckily, Casey followed him to the hideout.
Yeah, and he fucking steals a foot soldier outfit, which is funny because all the foot soldiers are teenagers. Casey Jones is a fucking grown-ass adult.
Yeah, he's a
grown-ass
man.
Nobody notices the 6-foot foot soldier walking around among these kids.
Or before he even had the costume, nobody noticed. Like, there's nobody on lookout at this place full of illegal
and
shit.
And he's a hobo, and he looks dirty as fuck. Nobody smelt him?
Yeah.
I guarantee he fucking stunk like some fucking sewer trash.
He had to stink.
Oh, yeah.
And you know he didn't take a bath at the farmhouse because Raphael was in the damn tub the whole time.
Yeah. He was too busy outside trying to bang April.
Yeah. But because of the picture in Shitty Ginger Kid's pocket, Shredder knows, oh, they must be back at that same place that they were before.
Yeah, they're back.
So I'm gonna go with you guys. We're gonna go.
He's like, I'm done, I'm making turtle soup.
Yeah, that's right. Time for some turtle soup.
Yeah.
Time to fucking go take care of business, and he tells Tatsu, he's like, oh, by the way, kill the rat.
Yeah.
And Danny hears that, and he's like, oh, man.
He's like, we can't kill him. He's
cool
shit.
Ginger kid, but the fucking ladies are going to be bummed out if he dies.
Right? So him and fucking Casey Jones grabs him in the fucking foot soldier clothes, and Ginger starts freaking out.
Yeah,
and he takes off the mask. He's like, "It's just me, kid.
It's
and
just
they,
me."
And the kid's like, "Oh yeah, I know you from the 2 seconds that I've seen you before. You fucking, you look like a pedophile."
Yeah, right. Weird ass. Like,
following kids around, hanging out in a warehouse.
Codpiece wearing motherfucker.
Yeah. So they fucking they free Splinter.
Yeah, well, they go to free Splinter, and then Tatsu and a bunch of his buds show up.
Yeah. But none of them are in foot soldier clothes. They're in regular clothes.
And there's like this 3 foot tall little bastard kid.
Yeah. And so fucking Tatsu and Casey Jones are going to have a fight. And Tatsu's beating the piss out of Casey Jones.
And grunts, too.
And grunts.
They're grunting at each other.
And fucking one of the times Casey Jones gets knocked over, he just happens to fall on a box of golf clubs.
Which they stole.
Which they stole, oh yeah, because they're in a warehouse of shit.
That's yeah, this is where they keep all the shit that they steal.
No.
Yeah. And yeah, he pulls a club on Tatsu and takes him out.
Oh yeah, done.
Yeah.
Knocks him the fuck out.
Yeah.
And that's when they take the Splinter. The Splinter. They take Splinter out of the fucking warehouse and they leave and they go to find the Turtles.
Yeah, meanwhile, back where the Turtles were.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah, meanwhile, back in the Turtle Cave.
Yeah.
They break out of the sewer, into the streets, onto the rooftops, battling some
battling foot soldiers.
Some foot soldiers. Shredder falls from the sky.
Yeah, it's like he was in a helicopter and he just jumped out and landed on the fucking roof in his fucking stupid ass red shiny pajamas.
Pajamas. He's in a fucking man onesie.
He's in a grown ass man onesie like with spikes on it. It's just got spikes on it. It looks like they glued on it. It's not even like part of the suit.
It looks like he's wearing half of a Gwar costume. You know? Like, yeah, he's about to go on stage for Gwar.
Yeah, he's ready to fucking rock.
But before he put on like his breastplate piece, he got interrupted and he had to go fight some turtles.
Yeah. Shit, I gotta go. It's a good thing I'm in my fucking pajamas. Yeah. So when I get knocked the fuck out later, I can go to sleep.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And he's wearing his helmet. I remember his helmet being fucking cool
badass.
In the cartoon.
Yeah.
Badass. In this movie, it looks like it's made out of a fucking wicker chair.
Yeah, a wicker chair with some sad little cheese grater parts.
Yeah. And the spikes are cool on top, but yeah, the mouthpiece, it's mesh.
Yeah.
And it just looks dumb.
Yeah, it does.
And his voice changes.
Luckily, it looks cooler in the next one, you know?
Yeah, when he becomes fucking Super Shredder.
Super Shredder's the man.
Fuck yeah, and that's when he wears purple pajamas.
Yes. Yeah, they're much better than these pinkish purple fucking sparkly jobbies that he had on this one.
So they're fucking fighting the Shredder.
Yeah, and one at a time, too.
Yeah, they're taking turns.
They're like, you know, I get the whole, like, we're ninjas, let's fight with honor thing, but obviously after he beats the shit out of Leo, you know this guy means business.
Yeah. So he tells them to fucking throw their weapons, or he's going to fucking slice Leo's throat open.
Yeah, right.
And so they throw their weapons, and we see, as all the weapons get thrown, Michelangelo, one of his nunchucks, wraps around the fucking fire escape.
Yeah.
So we know something's happening with those.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, Splinter arrives.
What happens with it?
Yeah, Splinter arrives and takes it, and he starts telling the story about how he's the rat who bit Shredder's face.
Yeah.
Orokosaki, you may not remember me, but I'm that fucking rat that bit your face.
Yeah, and that's when the Shredder takes off his mask. He just barely touches it, and it comes off.
Yeah.
It didn't come off during any of the fight scenes or anything like that. He takes it off, and he's this little fucking Asian dude. Like, he looks tiny.
Yeah, he really does look tiny.
And he's got a tiny head, and he's so pissed off at this rat that he ignores the giant turtles and fucking runs at Splinter with a fucking spear. He's like a javelin.
Yeah, he's just charging at him.
Yeah,
like,
and he fucking... Splinter just whips the nunchuck around in like a little fan motion,
and
a little
flings
circle.
Him right off the rooftop.
Off the roof. But then has enough to turn around and grab the other side of the nunchuck and tie it on the fucking spear so that the Shredder's just hanging off the building.
Yeah. And then he starts talking to him about how, like, you know, some people die with honor, but you're not gonna. But the Shredder doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah, so he takes out a fucking knife.
Throws
it at Splinter. Splinter catches it, and to catch it, he lets go of the nunchuck. And then we have the longest slow fall.
Yeah.
From the rooftop to the inside
of
the
four stories up.
Yeah.
You know?
And it takes like a good fucking 30 seconds for him to fall into this trash truck. And he's just going,
yeah, that Casey Jones luckily backed into that spot like a minute before.
Yeah.
A bunch of foot soldiers were trying to climb up that ladder to go help out Shredder.
Yeah, so he fucking backs the dump truck into it to knock the garbage truck to knock the ladder.
Yeah, it's a garbage truck. It's got like that trash compactor jobby in the back.
Yeah.
And when Shredder lands in it, Fucking Casey Jones goes over.
Turns it on.
Yeah, he's like, whoops.
Yeah, turns it on.
You have no scruples with killing a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like,
he's like, I'm cool with it.
Because you can
cool
only assume that if you put a dude through a trash compactor...
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah, also, he must have been... Casey Jones doesn't care about killing a motherfucker because he's a hobo and he's been in bum fights.
Yeah.
You know he's under the bridge killing motherfuckers every night.
Oh, yeah, he's been in bum fights. Chewing on glass.
Yeah. So the fucking Shredder gets crushed by this garbage truck.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all the police and everyone starts showing up.
Yeah, everybody starts showing up.
And they're all like, oh, April, we're going to give you your job back. You're
and
so
Danny,
smart.
Danny, you're reunited
right.
with your father.
Yeah, and Danny's like, Dad, it's not Danny anymore. It's just Dan.
Growing
I'm
up.
An adult
yeah,
now.
I'm an adult now.
And not one fucking person's going, hey, that Casey Jones guy killed a motherfucker with a garbage truck.
Yeah, right. Nobody seems to care. Like, maybe nobody noticed that that happened. You know?
Yeah, that's why he's like, just whoops.
But we know that he didn't actually die because there's a second movie. But when you left the damn theater...
You thought he was dead.
You thought for sure he was dead.
Yeah, like, what kind of kid movie is this? He got crushed in a garbage truck.
Yeah, Casey Jones goes and talks to April. He's like, hey, killing fucking dudes makes me real horned up. Kiss, baby.
Yeah.
So they make out a little bit. Everybody on the roof is cheering for him. Yay!
Yeah, they're all cheering, and not one person on the street looks up and goes, "This giant
fucking
turtle
on a rat up there. What the shit is going on?"
Yeah, they just out there cheering on Casey Jones and April. They hear him. They like shake a fist at him. They're like, "Yeah, we rock."
Yeah, they're like, "That was bodacious, bitchin'."
Yeah, tubular,
gnarly.
That's when
dude.
Splinter fucking comes up. And he's like, I've always been fond of Cowabunga.
And everybody's like,
yeah,
yeah,
Cowabunga! And they throw a high five, and he's like, oh, I made a funny.
Which they bring it back next movie,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
They're like, he says, I made another funny.
Yeah.
Like, that is a line that comes back.
That's the only time that Splinter in this entire movie isn't fucking sad sounding when he talks.
Oh, yeah, this is his only non-somber fucking moment.
Yeah.
Every other time he's like, my sons, I want you to know that someday I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Or, you know, don't worry about it, you're not alone. Yeah. He's always fucking sounding really, really,
Oh, like, he's gonna die tomorrow. He's
right.
on his deathbed. He's one of those people who's
he's
like...
He's an earnest motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, look, I'm gonna die very soon. You guys need to be able to figure this shit out without me.
I've only got one ear. My fucking hands are weird.
he looks like a furry Skeksis from fucking
Dark
Crystal. Like, the way his head moves and his fucking neck.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. It's like they had leftover parts.
It's extra creepy.
Right? But, well, that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's the end of the movie.
So now, we have to do the beard count.
Which is
fucking terrible.
Yeah.
We have Tatsu Stash, and Splinter is considered a beard.
Yeah, because
he's covered in fur.
Well, he's got the chin strap, too. Like,
yeah,
he's got a little goatee. He's got a rat goat.
Yeah, he's got the goat going. Yeah. And that's it. There's literally nobody else in this movie with facial hair.
Yeah.
Because it's all a bunch of kids.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's a bunch of kids. It's a kid movie.
Yeah. Although, what's his face? Was fucking a little scruffy. Fucking Johnny Depp lookalike guy. Skeet? Scooter?
Fuck's his name? Yeah, yeah. Like, Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
And,
He had a little scruff on his face.
Yeah, and Sam Rockwell. They were both, like, part of the Foot Clan.
Yeah. They're little scruff.
Yeah, they were a little scruffy. Yeah.
But that's it. That's it for beards.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking disappointed in this beard count. Which is why I'm glad about next week's movie. But we won't say it yet because we're going to give our review.
That's right.
I'm going to give this movie 3.5 out of 5 beards. It's a solid movie. It's dated as fuck.
Yeah, it is absolutely.
And it's not
dated.
As cool. It's a cool movie, but it's not as cool as you remember when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I can watch it, not a problem. I'll watch it with my kids and stuff like that. But it's not like...
Yeah, there's that whole nostalgia.
It doesn't have the same
you,
power.
You know,
like, if this was Secret of the Ooze, 5 out of 5.
If you know, if today was the first time you ever saw that movie, you'd probably give it like 2.5 beards.
Oh yeah.
But since we grew up with the nostalgia of the turtles, like that's a thing. You know what I mean? I got to give it 4 beards, even though there was only 2 fucking beards. And
right in the whole
actually,
movie.
It was really only 1.
Yeah.
The other one was just a stash, but I still give it 4 just because, man, that was a serious thing growing up. That was like the thing.
Turtles are the shit.
What do kids have now? Like,
kids now, I mean, they have like Adventure Time, and they have like 97 different cartoons.
Yeah, right.
We're
that's a
kids,
big difference too. Like,
we had four things. We
to
had Thundercats.
From.
We had
Masters
Ninja
of the
Turtles,
Universe.
Master of the Universe,
Transformers,
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. But yeah. You could X-Men, go. You could go
Batman.
To the store in the toy aisle, walk down that one aisle, and in that one aisle. was everything that was on TV for kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that these days.
No. You can't do that anymore. Like, you go to, I mean, you go to, like, Walmart or something, they have a turtle section and, like, a little
Yeah, they still have turtles, they still have Star Wars, they still have the superhero section.
Yeah, but it's almost, like, a lot of Disney shit, too. Like, yeah. Fucking Toy Story is still a big toy. That movie came out fucking 6 years ago.
Also, they have 12 aisles for toys when we were younger.
Yeah, there was we had Riches and it had 2 aisles.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they had boy aisle
and girl aisle. That was it.
You better want some fucking action figures or some Barbie dolls or some Legos, and that's it.
And get the fuck out if you want something different.
And you know what? That's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. No. Never mind, he did.
Yeah,
that's
all you need.
But yeah, I'll give it a serious 4 beers, man.
Cool.
I mean, I do remember enjoying the second one more, but this is, you know, this one was a starting point. You need to get to know the characters. It was a Raph movie, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and Raph was... I don't know if I'd say he was my favorite then. He's my favorite now.
Yeah, Raph. When I was a kid, Michelangelo was always my favorite.
Yeah, Michelangelo was cool. He was the one that kids were supposed to like, too. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, he was the one that...
No one liked Donatello because he was the nerd.
You know?
Leonardo was the leader guy,
and he was, like, you know, the guy that...
He was the most calm.
Was honorable, and...
He was the most ninja out of all of them. Even though his swords, he never cut anybody with.
Right.
Never cut a bitch with those.
Yeah, you could definitely chop some carrots up at the farmhouse with those damn things.
But cool, man. Well, what are we watching next week?
Next week we're going to watch Jurassic Park.
Nice.
The first one.
1993's Jurassic Park.
Starring Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Who it's recently been brought to my attention that a lot of, like, people that are younger than we are...
Don't know who the fuck he is.
Don't know who Jeff Goldblum
What's
is.
What's the last movie he did?
It doesn't matter what the
Independence
last...
Day?
Yeah, right.
Like, what,
yeah,
The only other time I've seen Jeff Goldblum lately is he was on The League. He played Ruxin's dad on The League.
Yeah, but he's still been doing a lot of shit. He was in that Steve Zissou movie. You know, he was in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
Like, he's just not as big as he was. Like, you know, he doesn't have roles like The Fly or like from Jurassic Park or ID4.
No,
like,
we got Sam Neill's in that movie too.
Yeah.
Sam Neill fucking rocks. And then we have the dude who's in charge of the island. Rocking a fucking beard.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm pumped about.
I'm pumped about that too.
Actual fucking beard.
We're going to have a beard in our beard count for a change.
Right?
Besides our own.
So, all right. That's the end of our show. Episode 6 in the can.
Hell yeah.
I'm your host, Ricky Piven.
And I'm Shane Reich.
Watch some fucking movies. Grow a fucking beard.
Keep on growing.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.